period of comfort of 36 hours. It has to be, it has to have 24 hours from sunset to sunset, whatever is
previous.
So it's just accidental. But the important thing is 24 hours from sunset to sunset. That's from Yeshua Shik.
Nothing more than that. In other words, not till says. Just sunset to sunset.
Sunset to sunset. It has to have 24 hours. That's from Yeshua Shik. That's from Yeshua. Oh, the Chinam of Gimor, the Mir says, Hananya ben Achim of Yeshua, he knew, Kol Shachal Kishua Bishlishi Shalom, after the Kol Ayin Bishufe, in the 11th visit, he doesn't say, Yesh Mifoshim, and that's the Ran's Pshat, and the Ran understood Rashi's, you mentioned in that Pshat. Yesh Mifoshim, Double Z is the person who loved you. In other words, Hanani doesn't call them from Reza, because we pass from like Reza just 24 hours. But Elisha Hanani said that you will be Yeshua. Shematzlich Lailo Bechakach Ye. Bechol Shechol Lab Dafke Aschole Shai Tvohua Sobiki Shishnai Elo Perushi Kol Shemichmas Kishuyo Bishlishi Yosho Afu Yeshua Achas. In other words, she saw the dam on Sunday and Monday, and then the Kishu, and then she continued to have pain. 1 hour on the Tuesday's day from 6 to 7 p.m. The shofar after the Kol Shemichmas Kishu and Shish to the Yosso, after the Shoachas, the shofar's Kol Shoayim, the Shoachas, and she had comfort till 7 p.m. Tuesday evening. You know, really, Tashlum Meisleis, ain't they let it be said? She ain't they. Lila be it. Not as like Rabbi Yeshua. It's very miracle. He rejects it. She became a homo poly, shall double la sue of the Hanani. Hanani is mamish like Rabbi Yeshua. They, he homo be safe as sue, la fuki with the Hanani. For your lame of a thinking of Yeshua, Elo Hananya Kreb Leza Sviari. So the Mir says, Hananya Vidu Rav Leza, that in order to determine retroactively, the previous Kishu, the here to form Kishu, the Bamishifu, so it's necessary to have 24 hours counter, period. Doesn't make any difference when it starts. 24 hours. El Hanani Kiyam Yishpiyosle, and Shekol Meisrei is Matkiya, El Shemei Sifal Do, Shekol Shemichmas, Hakishu Bishlishi Lidi Yoso, Hoyu Uriyeim Hageinia, the Hageinim Vizivom Deiro, Afalpi, Shespas Riva Yei, Vishe, Afalpi Sheshof Sofas, Riva Yei, Bishishlimum Yodhi Meisrei is Bishlishi, Shinfi, or Yafim Shlei Yomim, any your letters be Zay, Achintira Shlei Shlei Yomim Achir Mishim. So, he says something else. Hanani says that the third Riyah is very important, is a crucial Riyah, because the first Riyah is nature and things of the time. What makes her and things of the day? The third Riyah. So, Nele, as long as there is 1 hour, of the third day, the day on which she is to become his other daily. So if there is Kishu 1 hour, so Mele, that three is not counted. Is not counted. So Mele, so how would she become his other daily? How would she become his other daily? Only if she'll have. So he says, I wish me to go off, she called she with us, a kisha, she slish, she with us, hoyo de huyema, a gimme, the a gimme is in the daily, apple kisha, sofas, the Reivayei, Vishri Shrimad Navi, Meis Reis, Teixeif, Oyafil Shneyam, Eli Yoledes Bizei, Akitira Shrei Shayom Machel Mishayif. So it's in a bigger collector of Rabbi Yehoshua, because according to Chanan Yehoshua, the Rabbi Yehoshua, so if a woman, Sodom, 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 and Amon, Sodom, then Shepherd is down, and Tuesday, it doesn't make any difference when she had her days down on Tuesday, whether on the night or Tuesday morning or Tuesday afternoon, that's not important. But the important thing is the fact that the Tuesday day, the third day, can make changes of the daylight. So if 1 hour of the Tuesday day from 6 to 7 p.m. Monday, that's already the first hour of Tuesday day, which is the third day, the day, the beyond which can make changes of the daylight. If 1 hour is spent the kishu, so then it cannot be determined if the dam shifu, even if she'll have shifu, let's say for the whole Tuesday day and the whole Wednesday day, but she'll have to have shifu, let's have 3 more years and 3 successive days, because the riyah on the Tuesday day cannot be mitzurah to the riyah of the Sunday and Monday. In view of the fact that one hour of the Tuesday day was spent the kishu in pain. So mele, any riyah on Tuesday cannot be mitzurah to the 2 riyahs on Sunday and Monday. So, and then the riyah on Wednesday certainly cannot be mitzurah, because it has to be in succession. So in order to become Zerubele, she'll have to have another year on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And if there will be a period of 24 hours, and let's say before she gives birth on Friday night, so then she'll become Zerubele. So it's a bigger collector of issue. That's one shot. Then there's the third shot, the Yeshli Foshim Mishitu Zu, Achetishke Beisleis Acharachim. According to the Yeshli Shah, so Rabchanan Yenachim Yerushua says, that if the third day, is the 1 hour of the third day, in the sense, the day on which the third successive fear takes place, so if 1 hour, is spent in pain, then that the riyah on that day cannot be mitzurah in the riyahs on the first 2 days. So the meileh will have to have 3 separate riyahs on 3 separate days. And the other pshat is no. She won't require 3 separate riyahs. But the yesh mefoshet and she tezur, in other words, all she is required to have a comfortable day after the shlish. Now. So these are the pshat. There's the Magen Mishneh says, according to the Rambam, as another pshat, but we're not ready to discuss this. Hananya Menachim Mishneh Yimeh, for Shachal Kishuv Vishlish Shalom, after the Koralim Bishufe, in the Yoreh Videi, Kol Shadova, Lasuye Mai, Lasuye de Hananya. I think that we'll start here. So tomorrow, everybody will be there. How big has been a long share?
In need of.
Because we missed certain share.
So, will we continue on?
For now. Uh-huh.
Shir Yud Aleph Nusach is Nina by the Rosh Hashiva Chov of Tevis Etav Shemem Test January 3rd, 1989 on Monday, Tuesday.
I've just gone over this but please no question the second half I'm Kashi leader I'm in my house but I'm going to review I'm a Kashi leader if the woman has pain, labor pain and then she sees a dam, so she's a needle. The wash a dam, how is it needle? More a pole or a tarakwa? Because the halacha is, you may see there, if you see dam, the kishu, so it's soil. And the kishu says, in general terms, kashi, I'm a kashi, I'm a kashi needle. That means that seems to imply to make a difference, the needle from zero. So even the Yizivo shows she's an eagle, but she's not an eagle if she sees them tissue in the Yizivo. Conscious of Shlesha Yomim, the Seich Yudal Kiri, the Sof Sof Yerish Kiri, the Yodo Harim Yoledet Bizei, Dizer Adoleta. In other words, if she had labor pain for 3 days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, so she had pain. She saw down on Sunday in pain. It was coupled with pain, the rear down. But Monday, second day, also coupled with pain. And then on Tuesday, she saw down, also coupled with pain. And then the pain stopped, let's say, on Tuesday. At 4 p.m., Foshki, 2 hours before Foshki, and the pain stopped. And then she was in comfort till Wednesday, 4 p.m. So, and then, after 4 p.m., Wednesday, she gave birth. So, the halacha is that she's considered the lettuce is eight, and she has to count Zion key. Even though there is special there's a hustle, Domo Machmas Atzmo, the way Domo Machmas Vlodo, that if you may see that a woman sees Dam, the Kishu, so it's Toya, and here she saw 3 days, she saw the Kishu the Dam, and if you may see that, the answer is, because a hustle only implies. You know, they want to please let one eat the rotten, please let me tell you that. The Zakosuk only implies that Dam Kishu in a Zive is Toya. But Dam Shifu, Kishu means pain. If the Dam, the real Dam, is coupled with pain, it's Toya Mezi. But if it's Dam Shifu, Shifu means in comfort. So then even in Zive is Toya. So the halacha is, what does pain mean? Pain means, doesn't mean pain. Suppose the woman, at the time she has the discharge of dam, she has a very severe toothache. That doesn't matter. It means labor pain. That's what pain means. Not any other kind of pain, labor pain. In other words, pain that results from the labor, from the pending labor pain. So, cautious of Shlesha Yom. And for 3 days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, she saw down in pain. And then at 4 p.m., the pain stopped on Tuesday. And she had comfort till 4 p.m. Wednesday. And then she gave birth. After 4 p.m. Wednesday, she gave birth in view of the fact that there was 24 hours of comfort, some melee before the lady, prior to the lady, some melee that of the deen determines the labor pain that she had at the time of the years, the 3 days, into false labor pain. You know, there's such a thing as false labor pain. It doesn't mean that it's false, it's not painful. The false labor pain could be more painful than real labor pain.
Got right
It's called false labor pain because usually when there is labor pain, it results in a lady. But if a long time, you know, sometimes, the woman is rushed to the hospital, she has labor pain, I would always say morning the doctor's tell her, she rushed to the hospital and she stays in the hospital for a whole day, and then the doctors tell her to go home. And she goes home, and then she has the birth 8-10 days later, or 2 weeks. So things happen. So that pain is called today false labor pain. So the halacha is that when we say dam kishu b'mezid ha'istoreya, only if it's dam kishu of real labor pain. But if it's dam kishu of false labor pain, then it's not okay. So what determines whether labor pain that takes place, let's say, on Tuesday, is real labor pain or is false labor pain? If it's real labor pain, so then it's doyah. If it's false labor pain, so it's doyah. So what determines the fact that there's 24 hours of the leave prior to the lady, so then it determines retroactively the original labor pain is false labor pain. If it's false labor pain, some lady, she's coming. This is what the brother says.
And if it's less than 24 hours, what? If it's less than 24 hours,
then
says,
it's not false labor pain.
Then it just started. Happened that it stopped for a while. Yeah. Real labor pains can also stop.
Yeah, that's right. So, how easy your letters be there? Either a male has to count 90, but if she had only 23 hours of comfort, so then she doesn't have to count 90. She only has to count the two months later, 7:40. But be sure he may have. Lila be angel in the Shabbos be angel. So we should say, according to the only pastor in the letter, so it consists, Shifu consists of 24 hours coming, and the 24 hours can start from the middle of the day, let's say from 4 p.m. Tuesday to 4 p.m. Wednesday. But we should say, no, in order to determine the heretofore labor pain, the supposed labor pain, there must be a 24-hour period of comfort starting from sunset to sunset, like Shabbos. So in other words, according to Rav Lezer, if she saw down in pain on Sunday, on Monday, on Tuesday, and then at 2 o'clock p.m., so she starts, the pain stopped, and she had the comfort for 24 hours. From 2 p.m. Tuesday to 2 p.m. Wednesday, and then she gave birth after 2 p.m. Wednesday. So according to Rav Lezer, she has to count by 19. According to Rav Yeshua, inasmuch as she didn't have 24 hours of comfort starting from sunset to sunset, so she doesn't have to count by 19. But when would Rav Yeshua be made it that she'll have to start? That she will have to start count Zaynikin if, for example, the pain stopped, let's say, same time, Tuesday at 2 p.m. And then she started to have comfort, and it continued until 6:30. Until 6:30 Wednesday night. And assuming that the shki is 6 o'clock, let's say that's the last time. So mainland, so she really had more than 24 hours of relief. She had 28 hours and a half of comfort. But the important thing according to Yeshua is the fact that she had 24 hours from 6 o'clock Tuesday, 6 p.m. Tuesday, to 6 p.m. Wednesday. So then, if she'll give birth, let's say, after 6:30 p.m. Tuesday, Wednesday evening, then she will have to count by the GP. But if she give birth at 5 p.m. Wednesday before Shkia, so according to Rav Lezer, she will have to count energy. According to Rav Yishua, she will not have to count energy. Now, this, I mentioned yesterday also, but since I am going over it the second time, so maybe I might mention another Shkis of Shem, the Rashbo mentions another Shah in Rav Yishua. Because according to Rashi, so when Rav Yishua says, Laila v'yeyikim, Shabbos v'yeymei, it means 24 hours, from sunset to sunset. Sunset to sunset.
That order.
That order, yeah. The Rashbo mentions another Shah, that he means, what does he have to say? Shabbos v'yeymei. So, Laila v'yeymei, so we know. Why do you say the Shabbos v'yeymei? So the Rashbo says that means it includes the period of Tesis also, because there is a mitzvah of Tesis that we shall say, and Shabbos with Tesis, and Tesis with Tzios. Now, as a matter of fact, the Shkis Rambam, but the Shkis Rambam is weak, I mean, the old Adam Shem Machilim, the Shkis Rambam is that there is no chiyuv of Tesis on Shabbos in Rambam, only on Yom Kippur. And on Yom Kippur too, there is a few of cases only in regard to tzeit, not in regard to law. But
because that's where we learn it out from. Because
yeah.
Even though the Gemara is Madama, everything.
But the Gemara says, "Any only you like to go in Shabbos is in the table night." So Chaim said, "I mean, it's not in the sefer. I have it in the father." But Chaim said, "The Rambam will be made that on Shabbos is in the table, and of course, by the teacher." The Yav Melochim, because the Rambam says there is a chiv of Tesis only in the Yav Tzeit, but the Yav Melochim don't have to erase it. But, so there is no chiv of Tesis in the Shabbos Yom Tov. And by the Kippa too, there is no chiv of Tesis in the Yav Melochim, only in the Yav Tzeit. But there is a chalais of Tesis in Shabbos.
If somebody does it, it will...
If it's Mikabu Tesis, But there is a halais of places. There is a halais of places. And if he is recovered, then the Kishas Hayim is how, and the melee, if he does Melocha, he is either a Misa, a Misa.
So here, that's what Rashi says, Kerov Shabbos Yom, and that's what you add on.
Normally, the story of Kerov Shabbos Yom, the last thing that should be lined up to tell us the way, the last booking of the blessing, for the tunnel, I don't know. The Hebrew come on a blessing, may say, so probably tell us that we should know why we call for that kick upon a lion of the day. You can normally sue the story of Kerov Shabbos Yom. The dictical become the basis, but it's not nowadays this. It's a mashman. The demon thinks this is a sasnayim. Shall we follow the shalacho? Kerov Shabbos Yom. The Achle Vishase, some of Hashayachor, we don't have any of the Chiyach there. Because because like this, they don't know what is the when they have to do. They don't know the women. Well, that you have to be lazy.
Yeah.
And the thing, and the same magical. But if you tell, and they are accustomed to do it, because they don't know, they are so accustomed to do it, that even if you tell them, they will not change. You know,
they won't listen.
You won't listen. It's hard to change. It's not so easy to change. If a person is accustomed to do something for
years,
it's not easy to change. It's very difficult. So even though it originated in shape, but the habit will inhibit it in change. So look at you, shape in the beginning. So the shape of saying the better mean that if somebody called Shabbos, Lord, I say, so would say we should say only something that Abraham or something that we should I say, but not the foolish material. But some people put that in a way, don't say it here. Anyway, so the case is mentioned by the Gemara, Lamech.
So Rashi's argues on this Rashba?
Why?
This Rashba that you have
to remember.
Yes, that during Shabbat the end, Rashi doesn't mention it. Rashi says, Mamesh. So
it means the Gemara is bringing a Dugma. Elaborate.
Just to reiterate
what is the reason for this maceless? This maceless in the
because if there is a maceless of the leaves, so that shows that the labor pain is false. And if it's false for the pain, so the zakosu doesn't apply to it. Zakosu applies only to Dolomachas blood. So it means if the dam is because of the labor. But if the labor people takes place, suppose the labor sometimes there is false labor pain, the labor takes place 6 weeks later. Such things also happen. Some labor it's not, so then it's Dolomachas atzmo, it's not Dolomachas blood.
This is Rosh Hashanah, says closely.
The more faces and bases. The more in which that one says, Hanunashi, the Shapon Hatzrayim, the Avle, the Yaskin, Atumid, and the Bay. They take the hobbyist and they sit on it on top of the Mori. So in other words, he's in the Abonim, they're not allowed to do it. So, I'm doing a little bit, we don't too shouldn't say it, maybe we should. Allah Nachman, we swear, we need a few Shema, because they are accustomed to do it, to tell them they're still accustomed to do it, and then it will be worse. So, they're very easy. So, don't make an issue. The Hanmin of the Rabbon, Abon, the Raisale, that's what the Lord said first. The Lord, Because in regard to keep ourselves, so all the shame said, we don't say Musa Shishin. People are accustomed to it and keep it. So they don't make an issue. So they are missing, so they're missing. So that's their side. Only if something is awesome at all, or even taste the same as people in the rest of the rice, but it's not in this house for it there. I think that's not so wrong. It's not in this house for it there. But if it's important here, someone is shy. If we are going to assume that taste has no shield, so in other words, it can't be. 10 minutes, it can be 5 minutes, 1 minute, 1 minute, it can be half a minute, 1 minute. So how is it possible that women should So then we have to make a Nishin.
Right, so.
Obviously, so it's a riot. There is a shiur, let's say, of 10 minutes. I mean, I'm just saying there, 10 minutes. So melee, so we know they are not going to eat after the 10 minutes. But we did the 10 minutes, so we shouldn't make a Nishin. But mashma, yishiur is enough. So in other words, cases in the day, she can be very Nishin. The issue did not go on the visa, perhaps, I mean, what would the other case be saying? He's saying, there is no shield, but it has to be noticeable. You say, Yahweh, see, 1 second. A second is not something that can be observed. If you are lazy, let's say, a few minutes, then it can be observed. But if a person will be lazy, having met, it's got to be observed, and the one who sees will know that he's lazy.
It's too small to notice.
Small to notice. So in other words, even the pastress that says there is no shield, but it has to be substantial enough to be observed. How much? That, I don't know myself. I suppose a few minutes is already substantial enough to be observed. So melee, it's a safe interval. So that there is no possibility that the same women will be taking similar interval. So melee, you're not supposed to make an issue. But what Tesis here says, Mashmah is here, it is not good. It hits the perhaps in the day. So Badaloyahu Mamish Khachinho, the Abde Shimyochel is something the Abdisur. And then with the Bahat Khain Koma, would if she is so shading, but in Tunisha Lane we don't say would if she's shading. The Peru Shatay says, Loy Hubra Rashir, and Kach Yeshu Zoyo Lazar, so he says in the window, what is the shame? But other shame in the nation. So, the real male mentions is here, and I suppose it's Gabora, it's not something that one could change the Hasvor. He says it's a tenth of the shot, 6 minutes. Lachim Sose and Mitziose. I think it's that friend around that many male of the year. There are 2 minutes, there is this. That there is the base of clear and then the base. I really don't remember where it is, but I mean, what is it, the base of clear or the base?
The base.
The base of clear. I don't remember whether.
Let me.
1 second, please let me.
Has to be Makabal Tosis Shabbos prepared.
What?
It's better to be Makabal Tosis Shabbos Betibur or it's enough for Makshavu? Is there any into.
So it doesn't require any Kabbalah. As long as you are.
Just keep on going.
Stay from the Loch, so it's Nisha. But the Chumash will require Kabbalah.
If you say Kabbalah Shabbos, is that good enough?
Why?
If somebody says Kabbalah Shabbos, is that
good? Or if you say Mizna Shem Shabbos, then it's Chal Kabbalah Shabbos. It's mentioned Kabbalah. The moment you say Mizna Shem Shabbos, it's
It's why I don't like to say the Shabbos before Erev Shabbos. It's like Kabbalah. You say you got show on Friday. It's a good Shabbos.
So put it in the Erev Shabbos. Okay.
Shabbos at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Friday.
1 o'clock in the afternoon, you can say Shabbos. You should not say Shabbos, but you should say we are the
marriage.
Yes. You want to say 1 o'clock in the day, then we are trying to find. So please.
Yes, it's my year also.
Yes,
sir. I mean, it's about time, I guess. Machlokes in the two Tosafos in if there's a shear or not.
Yeah.
Will that have, does that have relevance to our...
Of course, in other words, it will be the same deal. This Shabbat HaRazbo, the name of Tosafos, we don't have it. It's based upon the Shabbat HaRazbo, otherwise it's a child.
Maybe, but what you said, we could say that it means a certain amount which is noticeable.
What are we trying? What's the trying to
do? Right, got the teachers, okay.
But here it must be some sort of a shear.
We're trying to determine now the shear.
Yes.
Just again, to the ace legs.
Here he says 6 minutes.
6 minutes.
How long is late? I don't want to spend the time. I don't remember if it's clear on the page. My impression is of that mess. But here I don't see it. So maybe it's in the page. The 11 is more than clear. The 11 there is so there is clear. It's around that number. So it says 6 minutes. Yeah, I mean, it says 10 for the show, but 6 minutes. So we have what the resource says, and this year. Then we have a Kumrah. That is great. He says that it's happened to him. And Yom Shalai, the Almighty, the Mechite, because Yom Shalai is established practice that women bring shear at least 40 minutes before shear. Why? Because of the sheet of the sheet against the state. So they have shear before the clear basis. They were at 40 minutes in second hour and clear. So constantly, there's this one in the clear and the racing, the rising. So with the also,
they are born.
I didn't see any people who are very unfortunate.
Except you Shami people.
Yes, in your Shemaim. And I don't know whether in your Shemaim they are Zoya in abstaining from the Loch, but only in the God to them Shia. But differentially.
So where does it come to minig of 18 minutes to 20 minutes?
Also, that's the commons. Of the sheet of the array. The sheet of the array means that it is the difficult sheet of the sheet. What the array sheet is that each gives a hammer in flying hammer. And he forces a nail prior to the gives a hammer, then it becomes much more. So in order to Hadar, the sheet of the Arayim, we have to.
We want to go around.
18 or 20 minutes, because that depends what the meal is. If a meal is 18 minutes, so then three possible meals would be 14 minutes. There's an action. If a meal is
14
minutes, 14 affection or 13 minutes affection?
13 and a half.
Right?
I think 13 and a half.
13 and a half, that's right, 13 and a half. Less than 14, 13 and a half. If a meal is 22 and a half minutes, so then three possible meals will be 17 minutes of refraction. And if a meal is 24 minutes, as the Rambam in Pirshei Mishnah Pesachim says, so then three possible meals will be 18 minutes. That's why you have some calendars here, the Yom Kippur is 18 minutes in Pirshei Mishnah, but that minute of 18 minutes in Pirshei Mishnah is not fetish for the Shittas of Rambam in Pirshei Mishnah Pesachim. That the meal is 24 minutes. Because if the meal is 24 minutes, then the three parts of the meal is the Shmoshes. So it's 18 minutes. How can you light candles when it's already been a Shmoshes? So the way they are assuming that the meal is either 18 minutes or 22 and a half. So even if 22 and a half, so 3-4 of the meal is 17 in a fraction. So if you even love you light the candle in minutes enough, but if you are going to, so of course the better practice is to light the Shabbos candles 20 minutes for Shkia. Mm-hmm. The better luchas is that way. Now is now Jewish first, I don't know. But now the Mishnah mentions 20 minutes for Shkia, that's the proper rise. And you know, in the Satra calendars, they mention 40 minutes for Shkia.
40?
40 or 40. So that's only according to the Shita that the meal. That the meal is
18 minutes.
Is 18 minutes. Right. So 3 possible meals is 30 and a half. So maybe they have a 40 minutes. Otherwise, it's not really a good practice. Not a good practice at all. Oh, 18 minutes, okay, they have a decent. But 40 minutes is not a good practice. And it would be better if you change.
All right. But nobody starts from Melacha though.
They mentioned that Melacha and Mitzvah Shabbos is 72 minutes after Shkia, which is nice, that's fine. But the other, the real mention is 40 minutes Shkia, I don't appreciate that.
Nobody, even the people who write before, but usually people don't start doing Melacha. Yeah.
Because many people, so they are not very knowledgeable, you know, they think 18 minutes is
just for lighting.
It's a halacha in Yemen. Okay, now, the Rashi, oh yeah, yes. Yeah. Yes, what the Rashi was saying, usually because we come to places, because Mashmur and the boy thinks Sassan Aliyu should follow the Shabbacho to the Shabbat the Emel and teaching Sassan to fill our age. Now, that's just going to happen now. That's Lamed in the East.
So that's why we add 10 minutes. They add on 10 minutes to make sure that there will be enough time.
That's right. As a matter of fact,
I mean, it could be really less than 40
minutes. Those who are cheshish only for the shita that the meal is 22 and a half minutes, which is practically most ashamed. Most ashamed that according to the Rambam in Pirshei Mishnah Brachos, the meal is 18 minutes. According to the Rambam in Pirshei Mishnah Pesachim, the meal is 24 minutes. So, but most ashamed, Mishnah Brura pointed out, has had the shite that the meal is 22 and a half. So the meal is 3 possible meals is 17 in the fraction. So 8 minutes you are we are stepping on a slippery slope, you know. If you like it, in 18 minutes, just the fraction of a minute before, very efficient. So first, the better practice is
20 minutes.
To light 20 minutes.
But they told the sheet is marine.
What marine?
Marine.
But according, if we hold that the shki is 4 minutes later, then everything works correctly.
You mean the Rav Mesira?
Yes, and even according to the Urim. But the Urim doesn't hold that way.
No, the Urim doesn't hold that way.
I don't know.
You hold the better shmashes before shkia.
Well, in order to explain the Urim, you have to say that the Urim doesn't hold.
Then hold what?
How can the Urim be explained? Why should it be in the shmashes? 3/4 of the nil.
Before.
Before Shkia, I mean, what happens? Nothing happens before Shkia.
Right.
Not yet.
It's Shver.
It's not a question.
Because the rain was the first.
Vein a rizal, it's the reed. You hook your hot shishon. You hold a beam in the case of Shabbos. You don't have Shabbos in the case.